Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
My name is Amy Stott, and I had $67 and some odd cents come off my credit card, and I don't even know who y'all are.
Okay, ma'am. We're a third-party call center that represents many companies and many products. If you give me your information, I will be able to locate your account.
Like what information you need? Is there ain't got my credit card number?
Your zip code?
28139.
One moment, please. Hold, please.
Two eight one three nine.
One moment. What's the name, ma'am?
Amy Tig Stott, Stott.
Ms. Amy, would you verify your address, please?
615 Ropers Loop Road, Rutherfordton, North Carolina, 28139.
Okay. Okay, I located your transactions here, and how may I help you now? What were you questioning?
When was it? What was it? When was it and all that? Because I was in the bed when this come through my phone. And I just now seen it on my phone and had to leave my house. Well, I don't have internet, so I can't order anything. So I don't know how that happened. And I called my bank, and then I called y'all. And exactly what is this I was supposed to have ordered? Hello?
Yes, Miss Amy. Did you, okay, the $7.95 is where you agreed to the tactical, agreed to pay shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I did get a little boot bag thing.
Yes.
And that's all I agreed to.
No, ma'am, when you accepted the terms and conditions, when you put your
card
in.
No, I did not agree to anything but paying shipping and handling on that bag. It said the only thing I would have to pay is shipping and handling on the bag.
I understand that, ma'am, but when you enter.
I will send the bag back to you.
We won't accept the bag back, ma'am. That's okay. You can help. The bag is yours. It was a free gift for wanting you to join the membership club, okay? So that's where the charge came in of $67.32.
It said on the thing, the bag. I would have to pay shipping and handling on a bag. It's all I agreed to. I don't want to be in no club or anything else.
Okay, and you don't have to, ma'am. We can undo the club thing. However, the charge is a valid charge. And going for
no, it's
you.
Not. I did not agree to that.
Okay, Miss Amy, when you accepted the terms and conditions, providing they were read, It did tell you they was going to automatically enroll you into the discount store, ma'am.
No, it did not.
If you read the terms and conditions, it would have said that to you. The card, credit card cannot go through unless the terms and conditions are accepted.
Well, the bank's disputing it, and I'm going to dispute it. You're not going to get the money.
No, it's
and
not.
Take me off any kind of list you got me on.
Ma'am, I'm here to help.
Because I did not agree to none of that shit.
Okay, I understand, ma'am.
You're a crook is what you are.
Excuse me?
You are crooks.
No, we have many members of this discount store. Thousands, okay?
Okay?
So what
I'm telling
I was
you,
like,
I did not agree to be a member to nothing.
Let
you
me...
You said I won something, and all I would have to pay is shipping and handling. Which is a fucking lie. It's what the text I got was.
Ma'am, I'm disconnecting the call because of the language. Thank you. Okay. Have a good night.